time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Glad to be back. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Henry Picciotto and Joshua Cosman. They create the out-of-left-field cryptocrosswords online. I said, think of a word meaning delay. Remove one W from it, and you'll be left with another word meaning delay. What words are these? Well, this was a little stinker of a puzzle, and it was worded very carefully. I didn't say remove a W, I said remove one W. If you start with the word stonewall, which means to delay, and you remove the letters O-N-E-W, you're left with stall, which also means delay.
This got you guys because there were only 238 correct entries. And this week's winner is Ted Hine of Fairfield, Connecticut. Congratulations, Ted.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, you know, I started thinking of phrases that had W in them that meant delay. And I came up with wait and slow down had two W's. And then stonewall looked promising, but it didn't really work. And then I had to go back and listen to Will. And specifically what he said, and not take out a W, but one W. So after that, it all came into place.
Are you a big puzzler? Because that was a tricky one to get.
I try my best.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I work at a hedge fund in New York where I trade stocks.
Oh my goodness. So this week, at least you're winning at this.
Exactly. I've been playing the puzzle for about a year, and my most favorite person in the world wanted to introduce me to it. And so I wanted to be able to play and see if I could surprise her on Sunday morning while she's doing her push-ups and her sit-up routine. So excited to be on, and definitely more fun than the market.
I will be glad that she hears this. I'm sure she will be very excited. Okay, well, I got to ask you, though, Ted, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess so. No time like a present.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ted and Aisha. Every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form blank and blank. I'll give you the first and third words, but with a letter changed in each one. You tell me the phrases. For example, if I said craze and barren, C-R-A-Z-E and B-A-R-R-E-N, you would say crate and barrel, changing the Z in craze to a T and the N in barren to an L.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Number one is break, B-R-E-A-K, and butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. Break and butler. Change the K in break.
Wow, I'm getting stumped on the first one.
I got it. It's like something you eat and is good with the side of the meal. They usually bring it out before.
Hopefully I get better as we go on.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter, right.
Bread and butter. Goodness, okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's your first one now.
Okay. Yeah.
Clock, C-L-O-C-K, and danger, D-A-N-G-E-R.
Cloak and dagger.
You got it.
Good.
Black, B-L-A-C-K, and tickle, T-I-C-K-L-E.
Oh, block and tackle.
Block and tackle, is it? Good. Try rouge, R-O-U-G-E, and fumble, F-U-M-B-L-E.
Rough and tumble?
You got it. Nice. Wield, W-I-E-L-D, and streak, S-T-R-E-A-K. It's the name of an old magazine. Change the W in wield.
Oh, Field and Stream.
Field and Stream, good. Try this commercial name, Block and Dicker, B-L-O-C-K-D-I-C-K-E-R.
Black and Decker.
Black and Decker, that was fast. And here's your last one, Plaid, P-L-A-I-D, and Simile, S-I-M-I-L-E. Change the D in plaid.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple, you got it.
Now, this was not a plain and simple puzzle. You really had to write this down. It really had to come to you. But we got it done. How do you feel?
Relieved that it's done.
Well, you did an awesome job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ted, what member station do you listen to?
WSHU Fairfield.
That's Ted Hine of Fairfield, Connecticut. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. Think of an 11-letter word that might describe milk. Change one letter in it to an A and say the result out loud. You'll get a hyphenated word that might describe beef. What is it? So again, an 11-letter word that might describe milk. Change a letter in it to an A and say the result out loud. You'll get a hyphenated word that might describe beef. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.